Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's leader was a celebrated politician who was devoted to fighting for freedom and her country. She lived through eras of both colonialism and independence. Let's talk about Gisele Rabasahala. Gisele Rabasahala was born on May 7, 1929, in Antananarivo, Madagascar. At that point, Madagascar was a French colony. Gisele's family was very politically involved. Her father was an officer in the French army, so she spent most of her childhood moving between his different postings in France, Tunisia, and Mali. When he died in 1942, Gisele and her family returned to Madagascar. Though Gisele initially dreamed of becoming a nun, she decided against it. By the age of 17, she was deeply involved in politics herself. In the mid-1940s, some political leaders in Madagascar led efforts to become independent. When they failed to do so through legal channels, some became radicalized and decided to take more violent measures. In 1947, Malagasy nationalists, armed mostly with spears, attacked French military bases across the island. It became known as the 1947 Malagasy Uprising. In response, the French killed many of the nationals. Estimates from the French said they killed around 1,100 Malagasy nationals, while Malagasy estimates were way higher, around 100,000 casualties. Gisele was actively involved in a campaign for the rights of political prisoners from the uprising. She fought to free thousands of prisoners. She gathered a committee to support prisoners' families, wrote news articles to attract international attention, and worked with members of parliament to petition the French president. In 1956, Gisele became the first woman elected as a municipal councillor. She was also the first woman to lead a Malagasy political party, having founded a party called the Union of the Malagasy People. In 1958, Gisele united five nationalist organizations to help create the Congress Party for the Independence of Madagascar. After a series of revolts, Madagascar gained full independence in 1960. When France agreed to let it become autonomous. Gisele then shifted roles from General Secretary of the Congress Party to Minister of Culture and Revolutionary Art. In that role, she committed herself to protecting her people's heritage. She founded a national library in 1979, oversaw the publication of 50 works in the Malagasy language, restored more than 25 national monuments, organized artistic competitions, and created the Malagasy Copyright Office in 1985. Her policies helped promote national creativity. Gisele served as Minister of Culture until 1991. 10 years later, she was also appointed Deputy Speaker of the Senate. In addition to her roles in government, Giselle was also on the editorial board of a nationalist newspaper that opposed French colonial rule for much of her life. Giselle never got married or had any children. When she was asked about her decision not to do so, she said that she preferred to serve her country instead. Giselle Rabasahala passed away on June 27, 2011, one day after the 50th anniversary of Madagascar's independence. After her death, local reporters described her as Mother Courage, Mother of the Nation. Join us tomorrow to learn about another woman known for her exceptional leadership abilities. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.